The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. It's a privilege. It's an honor to welcome you to the program this afternoon. I've said it many, many times, but I know you have a choice in your radio listening. And I do not take for granted that you have chosen to spend some time with us this afternoon. So thank you from Jeff, my engineer, and myself. And by the way, I haven't thanked Jeff. Jeff on the other side of the glass does an excellent job. He really does. He's pushing all of my buttons, put me on the air, and he instantly posts on Twitter and on Facebook. He screens the calls and does a phenomenal job, and I'm grateful that he is here. So from both of us and all of us here at WRFD, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Well, Annie Glynn, the widow of John Glynn, has passed away this morning in Minnesota. I did not realize that she had moved to Minnesota, but she was in a senior living facility near her daughter in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she passed away this morning at age 100. She was 100 years old. She and John Glynn were married for 73 years. It's interesting. We have a dear friend with special needs. And they were relating to us just recently how John Glynn personally helped them. And I mean personally, not just his office, but personally helped them with a lot of issues. But anyway, according to the news release from Ohio State University, she passed away with complications from COVID-19. Now, that's all we know. We don't know whether COVID-19 was the cause of death or just caused complications. But anyway, she has passed away at the age of 100. Details from memorial service have not been released yet, but she will be buried with her husband at Arlington National Cemetery. And then we expected this. We talked about this yesterday. Ravi Zacharias, well-known pastor, evangelist, apologist, passed away this morning at his home in Atlanta. He was 74 years old. This was following Just a brief battle with cancer. It was not long ago at all that it was announced that, it began with some back problems. He had surgery. His ministry asked that prayer would be made for him for the surgery. The surgery was a success, and then they found the cancer. He went to a facility in Houston, and they were very hopeful about the treatment there. But it was a very rare form of cancer. It metastasized. The people in Houston said, "We're very sorry, but we have done all that we can." And he returned to his home in Atlanta under hospice care. And he passed away this morning at the age of 74. And here's a great man of God, incredible mind, incredible intellect, the ability to debate and proclaim scripture. He was almost the epitome of a biblical apologist. He debated with the brightest. He debated with atheists and agnostics. He debated with academics. He debated on major American and international university campuses. And get this, he had no earned doctorate. I always thought he did. I thought he had probably two or three earned doctorates. He did not. He had several honorary doctorates. In fact, I think he had either 7 or 8 honorary doctorates, but none of them earned. Now, why is that interesting to me? Education does not equal either intelligence, and it certainly does not equal wisdom. Education does not make you wise. Education does not make you intelligent. It doesn't. It's been quite a while since I used this phrase, but I have often talked about educated idiots. People who have education, they've got degrees after their name, but they have no wisdom at all. And I just think it's fascinating, and I think encouraging, that one of the world's premier biblical apologists did not have an earned advanced doctor's degree from some institution. And it's another reminder that God can use anyone. Joy and I are doing a series of Facebook Lives for our ministry, Crosspower. And this morning, the teaching was on the second half of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Not many mighty are called, but the base, the lowly, the humble, the people that the world despises, these are the people that God usually uses. So I think most people would assume that one of the world's premier apologists would have a number of PhDs after his name. Ravi Zacharias had none. And yet he was brilliant. And it's a reminder. It's something that I have said now on this radio station for 30 years. I've been doing a talk show here now for 30 years. God's given you a brain. You don't have to have great intellect to use it. And you certainly don't need a great deal of education to use the brain that God has given you. That's what this whole concept of LTD, listen, think, discern. You got a brain that God's given you, use it. And get grounded in God's word. That was certainly the case with Ravi Zacharias. He entered heaven's gates this morning at the age of 74. And heaven continues to get sweeter and sweeter. He will be He will be missed. He will be missed. Ravi Zacharias passed from this world into a much better world this morning at the age of 74. Pray for his family and pray for the ministry. RZIM is there, the worldwide ministry that he established back in 1984. Pray for the ministry. Pray for the family. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is interesting. I have the TV monitor here in the studio. The President of the United States is conducting a cabinet meeting live on TV. I thought from the mainstream media and the Democratic left that everything he did was in secret, behind closed doors, because he's an emperor, he's a king, he doesn't want anybody to know what's going on. Yeah, they're actually having a cabinet meeting in the open, being broadcast live on TV. Interesting. Here's an update on a story that I dealt with quickly a few weeks ago. And it is the story of a pastor, a U.S. pastor from Tennessee, who has been detained in India for more than 7 months. Pastor Nerin is his name, Brian Nerin, N-E-R-R-E-N, a U.S. citizen. He is a pastor from Tennessee. He heads up a nonprofit ministry called Asian Children's Education Fellowship. It's an organization that has been training Sunday school teachers in India and Nepal for 17 years. Well, back in October, he flew into India with a large amount of money, but it was under the $10,000 limit. And most of you know, if you travel internationally and you are carrying more than $10,000 with you, you have to declare it. You have to declare it through customs and so on and so forth. Well, he was carrying a large amount of money, but it was less than the $10,000, but he declared it anyway. So he really didn't have to declare it. But when he landed in India and went through customs, he was arrested. He was arrested, and he has been held in India with bogus charges for more than 7 months. Well, here's the story. And by the way, the ACLJ got involved with this. After more than 7 months of being wrongfully detained in India, Christian pastor Brian Nerin has finally been allowed to come home to his family in the United States, and will be reunited with them tomorrow evening. The false charges against Pastor Nerin were dropped. The prosecution was withdrawn, and the judge lifted all travel restrictions and returned his passport. Quote, a misunderstanding that should have taken just hours to resolve administratively within customs turned into a 7-month ordeal involving false arrests, false charges, jail time, seizure, passport, travel ban, court hearings, custom reports, and appeals. Let's see. In a recent trip to attend conferences in India and Nepal, on October 5th, 2019, Pastor Nerin was targeted and arrested after he stepped off the plane in Bagdogra? I probably butchered the pronunciation. Anyway, in India. So anyway, that is good news. The ACLJ has been negotiating his release in conjunction with the State Department of the United States, and he has been released, and all of the charges have been dropped. So that is good news. Good news. India has been rising in their discrimination against and persecution of Christians for quite some time. So that is indeed good news. I don't have time to get into it now, but let me just set this up. Sometime in the next hour, I want to go over a statement of lament from members of a Summit Church down in South Carolina. This is the church pastored by J.D. Greer, president of the Southern Baptist Convention. And when we get to it, I want to make it clear, this is not the official statement from the church, but a statement from several of the key members and leaders in the church. And it's a statement of lament on the killing of Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia. This case is very, very high profile. It should be. I believe that justice is going to be done. Sadly, I think justice has been delayed, and it looks very much like it's part of the little bit of the old boys network down in the South, which has no place in America. I started to say it has no place in today's America. It has no place in any days of America. And I believe justice is going to be done. But this statement of lament is meant to bring about unity, racial reconciliation. It is like so much of the things done in the name of social justice that is not going to unite. It's going to bring about more division. At least that is my personal opinion. I will, again, a little later in the next hour, I'll read some large portions of it, and you can make up your own mind. But it's important that we discuss it. All right? All right, we need to take top of the hour break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and then we'll return.